go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. This is Steve Schaubecker, your host. Happy you're here, and it's great to be doing another awesome episode for you. This week's episode is going to be a little different. It's going to be rather short and sweet, as I am actually recording it from Alaska. I am up here on a short vacation with some family. And this week's topic is going to be sort of pertaining to the whole vacation aspect of it, and as well as being able to just get away from your business. And this week's topic is, did you build yourself a business or did you build yourself a job? So when we talk about building a business, we want to be very, very clear on, from the beginning, on why we're doing it, what it is we want to achieve, and why it matters. So I'm going to go into a little bit about my why behind why I'm building what I am and how I'm going about building it and how I'm being very, very careful in the beginning to build it exactly the way I want. So for me, the ultimate goal of being an entrepreneur is freedom. So freedom means different things to different people, but for me, it means being able to work when I want, how I want, on my terms, at a location I want, and in the method I want. So in the end, I really want to be not tied to specific locations, not tied to a specific geographic place, and I want to be able to work anywhere that I have internet. Well, at this point, you're probably thinking, well, Steve, you have brick-and-mortar businesses. How is that even possible? How could they possibly function without you being there? Well, I'm not there right now, and I guarantee you they're functioning just fine. That didn't just happen by itself. That didn't just happen magically. That actually happened by design. So it's very important for us when we started building Sheepdog, and especially now as we build Valhalla. In the beginning, you certainly have to jump in a little bit more in person and get your hands on some things and just be a little bit more present. But as you get going and you put the right team together, you should be able to be a situation where you can come and go from your business, from the daily operations of it, and everything should flow perfectly. A great example you can think of is, so say, hey, if you leave your business for 2 weeks and then you come back, are you going to have less money or more money? Meaning, is your business going to cost you money while you're gone, or is it going to continue to make your money for you while you're gone doing whatever it is you're doing? Well, for me, it's very important that the businesses continue to function, that I don't need to be there every day, that I have a great team established that handles the general operations and handles most things. Sure, there will always be decisions that I need to get looped in on, but that's not very common, and they're not something that has to be handled right then. By empowering my team to be able to make the right decisions and to know what the end goal is and to be very, very clear about many things of how we operate, they're able to do things just as if I was there, so it really doesn't make any difference that I'm not. So at this point, you're probably thinking that's a pretty impossible goal, that, hey, it may be great for you, but that's not achievable for my business for some reason. Bullcrap. It's achievable in any business. Now, assuming that you're actually trying to build a business and not just create yourself a job. If you're a solopreneur, or if you just have an employee or two, and you really don't want to be out of the daily business, and all you want to do is work in the business every day and have a set things of tasks that you need to do and basically be in the middle of everything every day, well, then this isn't for you. You should probably just turn off this podcast right now and go back to working, because we're going to talk about some things today that are really going to help you create an actual business and not just create a job. There's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that talk about having a business. Well, they don't. Here's how you define whether or not you're a business. If you remove yourself from your business and your business cannot function, then you don't have a business. You have yourself a job. I'm sure that's very, very hard to hear. Some of you are probably getting mad about hearing that, but it's the absolute truth. Because here's the thing. Your business needs to be above and beyond you. It can't just be you. Sure, you're going to be a key component of your business. You are certainly going to be a lot of times the face, a lot of times the marketing, and be heavily, heavily involved. And it is your vision. It is your thing. It is defining what you want to do and how you want to do it as a business owner. However, that does not mean that you should have to be inserted in it every day. Now, the one thing that people don't often think about when they're starting a business is very, very important, is exit strategy. So when you're starting your business, why are you starting it? What do you want it to become? What did you want it to achieve? What impact do you want it to make? And what's your exit? One of the true facts of life that none of us can avoid is that we all die someday. Now, I would hope that you're building your business in such a way and your business is important to you that you want it to outlive you. Now, those exit strategies we've talked about in a previous episode can be a number of different things, and it really doesn't matter which one you choose. It just matters that you think about it and that you define it and that you make sure that you are completely clear about what you're doing, why you're doing it, and everything is focused on that exit strategy. We've also talked about this one before in the past, but when people are starting a business, they don't often think about their core values. Their core values are very important in defining how they do things, why they do things, why they want things done a certain way, how they want to serve their customer, and in the end, what kind of legacy they want to leave. So those core values also need to tie in with this exit strategy, and it's all kind of one great master plan. So too often we jump into businesses for whatever reason, and then all we worry about in the beginning is, hey, how quickly can we get to selling some things? How quickly can we get some cash rolling in? How quickly can we get things started? And we don't often think about the exit. And then years go by, time goes by, and the next thing you know, you're thinking that you might want to exit, and then you realize, well, what you built, you have so much work left to do because the way in which you built it, it wasn't conducive to being able to exit. So I'm going to give you a couple things now that you really need to think about in the beginning, and really just keep your eyes on, you know, what you want your business to become and what you want to have to do with it later. And really, if you focus down to what you want as a person, that also comes into play with it, because I'm truly a believer of that our businesses should serve us. We should not serve our businesses. So too many times people get stuck into a situation where their business is their life, and they don't have any other life, and next thing they know, their life is gone. Now, in some businesses, perhaps if there's definitely some good components to it where you could be doing some very, very positive, impactful things with people, then that's great. Then maybe that's an acceptable outcome. But if you're providing a business where you're just simply doing the business to make money, to be able to do other things that you like, and to be able to do other things to leave a legacy, then that wouldn't be an acceptable outcome. So it's very key to focus on your end game, focus on your why, you know, why you're doing it, focus on why it matters. And then you can in turn make decisions and choices that will fuel that as opposed to being negative to that. So now when you start to build your business, you really want to start looking through the glasses of, hey, how can I get myself out of this? So in the beginning, as business owners, we all do a whole lot of roles. There's a whole list of things we do. Can be everything from, you know, from cleaning to running copies to, you know, maybe it's writing email sequences or building websites or things that we might not be that good at, but in the beginning, for whatever reason, we might be trying to bootstrap, or we might be trying to just doing things that we like doing, even though we may or may not be good at them. So as a business starts to grow, the natural progression is, okay, I need to figure out what of these things can I put on other people's plates, because I can't do everything. So as I build that, and I'm able to look at that aspect of what are the things that I'm not the best at, and what are the things I don't like to do, and really just keeping the things on my plate that I really very much do like to do, and that I'm very, very, very good at, it really makes my days much better, and it makes the company much smoother. And by being honest with ourselves and knowing what our talents are and what our talents aren't, we can just be much more effective as business owners and entrepreneurs. So as you start to replace yourself, and if you start to build the business with that aspect of it, not thinking like, hey, I'm not going to be doing these things forever. How can I build someone up? And sometimes it's big roles. Like for example, in our stores, retail stores, it takes a lot to trust someone to run the retail operations of a store, all the compliance, you know, all everything, pretty much everything. I mean, there's certain things that we keep at our, what we would consider our corporate or mothership. Like, you know, we do all the marketing for everybody. We do all the sale ads. We do all the buying, but those sorts of things. But as far as the day-to-day operations, the staffing, the stocking, the compliance, you know, obviously with gun stores, there's a lot of compliance that goes into it. There's a lot of stuff that gets done on the back end to make sure that all of our paperwork matches up to be exactly what it should be. So by really focusing on how we're building things and by the who that we're having do these things. So sometimes it's no longer a process. Sometimes it's not a, hey, I'm just going to hire someone for this position. A lot of times it's hey, I'm going to hire someone and then I'm going to spend months and months training them so that they can grow into this position and they can do it. The other thing is, business owners, we need to realize in these situations is that you'll never find someone that'll do things exactly that the way you do them or even sometimes as well as you do them. And that's okay. The thing we have to remember is that if you find someone that can do something, a key task, 80% as well as you could do it, hire them, keep them, make sure they never leave. 80% is a very, very good place to be as far as getting people to do things as well as you do. If they do them 80% as well, you're golden. Now, even finding people that can do things 80% as well and have 80% of the motivation can be tough. No one is ever going to care about our businesses like we do, and we do have to accept that fact. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't find quality people and we can't mentor them into the positions that we need to. But just understand that's a process. It's not an overnight thing. It's not something that you can necessarily just throw money at, although obviously a great salary helps to attract some great talent from somewhere else. But there's always going to be an amount of training that you need to give those people to raise them up and bring them into your way of thinking and do things the way that your organization does and to make sure that they're a great fit. So to sum things up, here's the things that you really need to think about. One, your why. Why are you doing this? What does it matter? What do you want out of this situation? Next, I'd also make sure I'm clear about how do I want to build my business and what is my end result I want. If I'm just making myself a job, that's fine. That's an absolutely solopreneur or, you know, small company is absolutely fine. If I'm just planning on working in this business, doing this work forever, then it doesn't matter and that's okay. But if that's not what I want, then I need to be clear about that from the beginning. And be honest with myself if I'm in a situation where the business has already started or it's already down the road for 10 or 20 years, okay, where am I at right now and where do I want to go? And let's stop lying to myself about it and let's figure it out. Let's get moving. Next, we always want to make sure that our systems and processes are built for other people, not just for ourselves. Now, there's all kinds of things that people do, may do a little bit different. But for the major processes in any business, we want it documented, we want it repeatable, and we want it systematized whenever possible. Lastly, we need to be clear about our exit strategy, focus on it, make sure that you're clear about it the whole time, and then just always just keep it right there so you know. So as you're building things out, you can say, just like one of your other core values is, hey, does what I'm doing suit my exit strategy? Am I getting closer to or further away from exiting? As a litmus test. And then you can use that as a check for yourself to make sure that you are doing things the right way and step away and look at things from a little different angle. Well, I know this is a relatively short episode and we covered a lot of ground, but you know, sitting here away from my businesses and knowing that they're running just fine just really prompted me to want to share a little bit about and some few tidbits of how you can really build a true business and not just build yourself a job and be able to have something that you can come and go from as you please, that you can have that freedom and that you can still have some great growth and the companies can still make a huge impact without you being there every day, day in and day out. And really for me, being tied to it. So being able to not being tied to a particular place and a particular time and be knowing that your business is still doing great. As always, if someone else you believe could benefit from this episode, please feel free to send it their way. Feel free to shoot them a link. Make sure you subscribe so that you hear all of our episodes that they're released. And thank you so much. Please leave us a review. Please follow. Check out our social media. We're here for you. If there's anything we can do for you, please hit us up in our DMs. This is Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur. Thanks for joining us again. Let's go!
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.